and being online for schoolwork was essential during the pandemic. But during the lockdown, months of online learning led to students doubling their screen time. And now with students back in school, how much responsibility lands on schools and teachers to help keep students safe online? And is it the sole responsibility of schools, or is it the parents? And on the line to chat to us about what schools and parents need to do to keep their children safe online, we have technology expert Graham Mulhern. How are you doing, Graham?
Hey, Donald. Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming on, as always. First of all, Graham, generally speaking, do students use online devices a lot at school for academic work these days, or are classes still mostly book learning based?
No, in class, I believe it's mostly book-based. There's very little electronics for primary school age, particularly. That's more an online issue for last year.
Okay, sure. And during the academic day, then, how much access do students have to the internet and social media, maybe in other classes, computer classes and the like?
Well, in China and France, it is famously banned to even bring a phone to school. And that has got to be close to serious consideration here, although, you know, there's a lot of doubt whether prohibition actually works. Mm. But the use of phones in school is generally still for social media and maybe a little light gaming.
Okay. And in schools in Ireland, are there generic internet safety protocols that must be followed in school, or is it at the discretion of each individual school? For example, could schools block the internet or certain social media sites on the school grounds to prevent students using it?
Your first statement is correct. It's very much at the behest of the principal or the school board. There is no Department of Education in this country mandate about doing anything. There isn't even a set program from the department that teachers are led to follow. This is all over the last 10 years being completely left to the principals to decide. Now, some of the bigger schools will have firewalls. That's a means of protecting kids in the school from getting out to the internet during the day. But that's kids are smarter than that nowadays, and they can get around that with the use of VPNs and that sort of thing. So some are there. But by and large, all of this has been left, as all the parents know, to the PTAs, the principals and the school boards. Very little help, financial or otherwise, from the department.
So some things maybe, Graham, that schools and teachers should be making sure is in place for online and social media safety during the academic day. Maybe could you give us some examples of things that should be in place?
Well, I think the program that's been used over the last few years maybe needs reconsideration. Gaming became a much bigger issue, and I've noticed this year in parents' feedback and survey forms and data that we're getting in, parents are now more concerned about gaming than social media, which is a huge change. I mean, that is a massive change, and that's all down to COVID and kids being at home, perhaps not attending school online, but gaming with mates. Mm. And the reason gaming partly became so popular, and we asked this of kids, is because it was a way of staying in touch with their friends.
Sure, of course. Just talking about primary schools for a second here, Graham, I actually personally saw some ads outside some shopping centres saying recently in August, back to school, and the thing that was being advertised were smartphones. And in primary schools, we're seeing children younger and younger having phones and online devices now. Is this a problem?
Yeah, it's a problem. But I mean, that's not school's fault. That's all of us. So the 13 or the 11 or the 10-year-old is getting a new phone, and the younger sibling gets the old phone. And you're now looking at junior infants and senior infants, what they call reception in the UK, I think. You're now looking at kids, quite a high proportion of kids of that age having phones, even running TikTok or Candy Crush or whatever on those phones themselves. That's not unusual. 3 years ago, that would have been exceptional. Mm. But now that's not unusual at all.
Sure. And finally, for non-techie teachers, are there any simple and basic online safety features that are an absolute must for students to have on their devices?
Yeah, I would. There are two things I would be recommending. I really think that paid parental control is something most people should be considering, because with that you get to block content, you get safe searching, you get time limits, and you even get a notice to say your kid has tried to access something. And for heavy gamers, I'm beginning to think that VPN is something that we really ought to be taking a little bit more serious, because there's the opportunity there to protect kids. And the reason you need to protect them is because the games are so addictive, and by the way, they're designed to be addictive by near geniuses in the development department. So you know, hours and hours, 5-6 hours a day, when you're online that much, you ought to have protection.
Graham Mulhern of Be Secure Online, thank you for talking to us this morning about this. Thank you. And you can go to www.besecureonline.co.uk for more information there.